Mike, I know you're real busy down there. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago now for just a few minutes, I understand. Thanks for taking our call.
I am honored to be on with you, John, and it's also very admirable you got my name perfect.
Only because my producer went in my ear, Iskovitz. Hey, Iskovitz. Where are you from?
Originally, I grew up in South Florida. I was a beach boy from South Florida, but I've been here in Houston for 17 years.
Have you seen anything like this approaching the coast?
Not with this forecast track, I have never seen, no. Now, there have been some storms in the past that have done some really funky loop-de-loop kind of things. But to see a hurricane that's on the verge of becoming a Cat 3 and to see a forecast that calls for it to move inland and then stop and then do a couple of swirls and then come looping back around over Houston, that I haven't seen that before. Now, many years ago, when I had sort of new and green in the business, just new here in Houston, we had a tropical storm named Allison. And that one moved in, I think it was on a Tuesday. So it moved in, flooded the city, went up to Dallas, came back at the end of the week and flooded the city again. So that was sort of unique, and that's what a lot of people are remembering and sort of comparing this to. But I'm trying to be optimistic on this one. I am rooting against this one big time.
Sometimes we all get it wrong. You think that, what's your best case scenario? Because the worst case I'm hearing is 36 inches of rain.
I know. That would be the worst. The worst case scenario would be that the storm moves inland slightly and then gets caught up in a weak steering current and just parks itself south of Houston and just rains on us for 3 or 4 days. That would be the worst. That would be the worst possible thing that could happen. Some optimism would be, Texas, West Texas is a desert, and sometimes these storms can move in and suck in some dry air and it'll disrupt their circulation. That would be one thing that I'd be rooting for. Also, sometimes all the models could be wrong and maybe this thing moves inland and kind of weakens a lot faster than it's currently expected to. But as for right now, at a minimum, what we're looking at here, at least in the Houston area, is the potential for flooding for about the next 2 or 3 days.
Can you talk about the possible storm surge and what does that mean?
Yeah, you guys have a lake storm surge sometimes too. I've seen that happen, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing to consider. But, we have portions of our coastline. Actually, the entire Texas coastline is very flat, basically. So we have a series of little barrier islands where there'll be a beach and, there's a touristy spot where you can go down to the beach, but really the land doesn't go very far above, maybe 3 or 4 feet above sea level. So there's a lot of places where when the wind pushes the water up against the coastline, they'll become covered in water very easily. And so those places have been evacuated, or at least I hope they have. There's been an evacuation order issued. So all the folks who live down there have been asked to leave, and hopefully they've done so. For the metropolitan area itself, we don't really experience much of a storm surge unless it is a colossal hurricane. If it were coming directly over us, we had Ike in 2009 that moved right over the city, and that did actually cause a storm surge for all of our little tributaries, which we call bayous down here.
Right.
We don't call them rivers. They're bayous. And so they empty down into this bay, and the water can back up into the city in that circumstance. But with this one, we're not expecting that. It's mainly going to be a problem at the beaches, and there's going to be beach erosion, and there are going to be some surfers out there who get into trouble. We've already seen them.
Yeah.
But they say they know what they're doing, and I believe them. But that's really the main issue on the beaches is going to be a beach erosion and a minor storm surge kind of thing for us. Now, down around the town of Corpus Christi, they could have a very serious storm surge. And there are a lot of real similar kind of beachy areas down there that could get pretty well wiped out.
One last thing if you have time, Mike, and that is I've seen people talk about Katrina whenever they talk about big storms down south anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I saw online today a reminder that Hurricane Katrina took 1,800 lives. I don't know exactly how they're accounting that, but that's what they said. Can you compare or contrast this in any way to what we went through with Katrina?
Yeah, we went through Katrina, and then a month later we had Rita. that came a lot closer to the Houston area. And the difference between this storm and those storms was that they were both Category 5s before they hit landfall. So Katrina may not have hit New Orleans as a Cat 5. It was a 3. But it was a giant Cat 5 before it hit. And so sometimes that can have lasting effects, even if the storm itself, you know, kind of weakens a little bit before landfall.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Hurricane Rita a month later. It also was a very unique situation in New Orleans where you had a high population in an extremely low area with what turned out to be subpar flood prevention. You know, we had the failure of the levees and things like that that happened. So that was just a worst of the worst of the worst case scenario. I don't expect anything like that here. I mean, even in a big city like Houston, we're now the fourth largest city in the country, and yeah, we're continuing to grow. Even in a city like this, when we go through the some terrible floods, which we've had completely unrelated to hurricanes, we still manage to pull through. So I can't imagine that it's going to be anything worse than what we've already seen. But our concern is to keep people mainly off the roads. You know, that's where people die here in Texas. Especially, I'm going to tell you, John, we love our pickup trucks down here. And people have a lot of trust in their F-150s and in their 1500s, and yeah, that is how people get into trouble. I'm telling you, it happens every year. They think that they can drive through flood water, and they end up in a sort of a flood zone off to the side of the road, you know, like a ditch.
Yeah.
And they'll end up in there, and they'll end up drowning. I mean, it happens every year, and it's the saddest thing. And so that's what we're trying to prepare everybody for, to keep them from doing that.
I'll give you a call again down the road. Our best to everybody down there. If there's something you can imagine this radio station can do to help you out, let me know, okay?
John, thank you so much, and hello to everybody in Chicago.
Mike Iskovitz from Fox 26 in Houston, thanks for your time this afternoon.